In Los Angeles, members of another notorious street gang are on trial. That's not uncommon, not in L.A., where street gangs have long been a problem in the city. What is unusual is the prosecution's strategy. They're using hate crime laws and a civil rights era statute to prosecute members of the notorious Avenue Street Gang. Prosecutors say the Latino gang tried to drive blacks out of their neighborhood with a 6-year campaign of threats, assaults, and murder. Sam Quiñones has been covering the trial for the Los Angeles Times. He says 4 of the Avenue's gangsters are standing trial, while a 5th is still a fugitive.
They are alleged, I guess, members of the Avenue 43 street gang, which is part of a much larger group of gang cliques known as the Avenues. It's in the section of Los Angeles known as Highland Park, just off the 110 freeway north of downtown. The Avenues is a kind of what they call in gang lexicon a multi-generational Latino street gang. Many Latino street gangs in Los Angeles are. Go back to where grandfathers may have belonged to the gang. And they've been around for quite a long time. They have numerous members. Police estimate between 500, 700.
This case centers on the 1999 killing of Kenneth Wilson, a black man who was murdered while looking for a parking spot there in Highland Park. Could you tell us about that case?
It really deals with an attitude that it's alleged by the prosecution that the Avenue's 43 Street Gang had towards blacks, which was a policy almost, they're alleging, of eradicating blacks from their area. Kenneth Wilson was really staying with a friend. He didn't live in the area. He was staying with a friend after going to a club that night. He was looking for a parking space. They spotted him. They'd been out carousing, painting on walls, and they just happened to spot him trying to park his car. And in the words of one of the gang members, allegedly, according to the testimony, he said, "Do you want to kill a nigger?" And the other guys decided that they did, according to the testimony. And so that's what they did. 3 of them piled out of a van and just walked up to his car and began firing. And he was killed. He had nothing to do with any gang. He wasn't from the area. And I don't believe they'd ever had any contact with him before that moment.
What else was going on in the neighborhood beyond this one killing?
There's allegations that the gang had beat up people who were black, just spotting them on the street, not knowing them at all. There was a kind of a mini riot that took place at a nearby park that the gang considers theirs. The indictment alleges that also there was numerous, you know, racial epithets, racist graffiti. So it's kind of like this long plan to get rid of blacks in the Highland Park area who were very recent residents to that area.
Where is Highland Park?
Highland Park is just north of downtown, a few miles. For a long time, it was just a Latino barrio, like many around Los Angeles, and things stayed that way for many years. Like many things with gang violence, it ebbs and flows according to who's out on the street. And I think in the case of Highland Park, it's cut quite a down significantly. And I think significantly since the fellows who are the focus of this trial have been off the street. There's also a significant amount of gentrification going on. So the gang itself doesn't have the members that it used to have. And I think the violence there has decreased dramatically.
Is the intent here to do what police there in Los Angeles have been trying to achieve for years, essentially to break up the Avenues gang for once and for all?
My own feeling is that the intent is to send a message to the Mexican mafia prison gang that this kind of thing is not going to be tolerated, because at the roots of this case are really two things that happened in the mid-90s. One is black residents of Los Angeles began moving out of the traditional black enclaves, which are Compton, South Central, Inglewood, Linwood. They began moving to other parts of Southern California. At the same time, what happened was the Mexican Mafia prison gang, this is purely coincidental, began to extend its power out of the prisons to control the local street gangs. They were intending to get the gangs to tax the drug dealers in their areas and send the money to members of the Mexican Mafia. But as part of that, they said, "We want you to get rid of the competition in that area." And the main competition were often black gangs. And it became kind of a policy, according to numerous law enforcement people I've spoken with, that the Mexican Mafia ordered Latino street gangs to begin to attack blacks. And that's what you began seeing in the mid-90s. And it continues sporadically today.
Sam Quiñones, thanks so much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you.
Sam Quiñones is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times.